All right, we want to welcome you to the Abundant Life Center Sunday morning service. I know we have some visitors here today, so thanks for being here and being a part of what God's going to do. We are having the children stay in the service, at least for the beginning of the service, and then at one point we will dismiss them. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the Word of God. We thank you that the Word is a foundation which is firm and sure, and it will never be shaken. Thank you, Lord, that that foundation is being built into our lives today as we look in the Word of God. We also thank you, Lord, for the anointing of your Holy Spirit. We know he lives on the inside of us. He's the one who teaches us and causes the Word of God to come alive in our lives. I thank you for each person who's involved in this service today. And we thank you for your anointing manifest in our midst. In Jesus' name, amen. For those of you that are from Abundant Life Center, our service will be a little different today, because we are focusing on ministering to children. And we will also be talking about standing for life, because it kind of goes along with ministering to children. The Abundant Life Center vision is to minister to children of all ages in various settings and venues. We love children. I love children. And we want to welcome children with open arms and also to minister effectively to children. I have been talking about vision over the last month or so, and ministering to children is a very important part of the vision that we have here at Abundant Life Center. Grace Academy, the name of our Christian school, is a major part in walking out this vision. Abundant Life Center and Grace Academy are not separate. They are one ministry. Of course, we have different accounts and things like that, and a different name, but it is all under the ministry and the leadership of Abundant Life Center. So those of us from Abundant Life Center, I want to encourage you today to make sure that we know that Grace Academy is a part of the vision of Abundant Life Center, has been from the beginning, we actually started the church in 1979. And I understand the school was started in 1987 with preschool classes. Where's Janet? Am I right? Kindergarten. It was started with kindergarten through second grade. See, I'm still learning. Even though I was here at the beginning to help start the church, I hadn't been here for 35 years, because God just took us in different directions and we were involved in different things. So now, since Pastor Bill has passed away and gone on to heaven, the Lord led us to come back. So I'm still learning some of these things. Hallelujah. And I don't mind if you correct me if I say something wrong here, because we want to have it accurate. All right. So in 1987, you started with what? Kindergarten through second grade. Grade. Second grade. You want to do this? Janet Dempsey over here, which you probably all know Janet Dempsey, because she's part of the school as well. She was the first to have this vision, and that is to have a Christian school. Am I correct? And then she went and shared with Pastor Bill Hake, and he embraced the vision, and that's how it began. We do honor those that carried the original vision, like Janet Dempsey. We also honor Pastor Bill in that he was very much involved, and it was part of his vision, or he made it a part of the vision of this congregation or of this church. So as she shared it with Pastor Bill, he embraced the vision. And it has been and is part of Abundant Life Center vision ever since. And that vision, again, is to minister to children. And through the school, we want to make available and have made available a Bible-based education to families from the church and also from the community. We partner with parents, helping the students to grow in faith, wisdom, and character. Am I right? Amen. So then in 2013, I think the school had shut down for how many years? For 6 years. But then in 2013, it opened up again. And that's when Shane Lehman became the director of the school. And when the school was restarted, it had preschool. Preschool. And in 2015, it jumped to having classes through fifth grade. 2019. Thank you. I appreciate it. So Shane and his wife, Katie, along with others, have carried and grown the vision from preschool to adding grade 12 during the next school year. So we thank you. We thank you, Shane. We honor Shane and Katie as well in giving such effective leadership throughout these years. And then anyone else that is involved here at Grace Academy, can you raise your hand? I won't make you stand, but if you're involved at Grace Academy, a number of you. So we also honor each one of you in that you're helping to fulfill and direct this vision to minister to children. I know you have given a lot of time and effort over the years, and many of you will continue to do so. So we thank you very much. So we have a team here. Well, let me say this first. I have a lot of things written down. I don't always write stuff down like this, but because of the nature of the service, I want to make sure we cover everything. And so today, we are blessed to have the worship team from Grace Academy lead us during our time of worship. I heard them on Thursday evening for the first time at the parents' night, and I was truly blessed. And I said, we got to have them for our service when we talk about the school and the children. So it is led by Director Shane Lehman and his team. So we're going to turn it over to him, and he'll introduce the members of his team and lead us in worship.
Amen. Well, thanks for having us being able to do this. And I'll have each person just kind of introduce themselves, and then we'll invite you to join us to enter into worship.
I'm Zori, and I'm in 10th grade.
And I'm Evan, and I'm in 11th grade.
So please go ahead and stand and join us as we enter into some time of praise and worship together.
Oh, I thought I had it on. Sorry.
There you go.
We're going to have a testimony by a student. Where is she? Oh, right here. Your name? Amelia. Okay, beautiful name. All right, you want a mic, right? Yeah. We're getting one. And you are a student here at Grace Academy, right?
I am.
And what grade are you in?
I'm in 10th grade.
10th grade?
Mm-hmm.
And you enjoy the school here, I understand.
I do enjoy
the
school.
All right. Thank you, Cher.
Okay. Hello, everybody. As you know, my name is Amelia. I'm so grateful to be here and given the chance to share how Grace Academy has personally been a blessing. So I went to public school till 2020. My parents pulled me out. And then I homeschooled for 3 years, and homeschooling wasn't working, so I talked to my mom and she understood. In 2023, I was 13 years old and I went to Grace Academy. I remember my first couple of days at school. I remember thinking that there was something different about these people. I did have friends outside of the school, but all we would do is make inappropriate jokes or talk about suicide. We were all equally stuck in sin. Those friends now have grown up into an understanding of who God is, so I don't want to throw them under the bus. But at that time, I lived in two different environments that were black and the other white. When I was in Grace Academy, I wondered why everyone was so happy. Depression and anxiety ran in my family, so I thought it was normal to self-harm and have low self-esteem. But seeing all the people at school, I thought I wanted what they have. I wanted that joy. I think I felt obligated to be depressed because I thought that it was normal. I thought that was something a teenager is supposed to go through. I did have a bad habit of burning myself. I also had a bad idea of what love was. I was stuck in lust for a very long time, for about 5 years. I always thought that love was a feeling someone gives you. I knew that there was something wrong with lusting, but I didn't know anything else. I thought the movies I watched, the books I read, I thought that was love. This probably played a role in my depression, knowing that there was something else out there, but not knowing where to find it. So going to Grace Academy, I wondered why my classmates had so much joy and innocence. Grace Academy has a Bible class. This class was such a blessing. I remember having a notebook, and I would fill this notebook with all the things that I learned in the class. I would take this notebook home and share with my parents all of the wonderful things Mr. Lehman has taught us. I would even tell my friends. During 2023, despite all of the blessings, one day I was home and I burned my arms, hand, and neck. My mom then saw my burns and she cried, and I cried. She then told me that I was her blessing and prayed over me. I remember that night being the most heartbreaking night. I had to explain to my mom what I was doing and why I was doing it. I then remember going to school, and at my desk was a note from Miss Appleby. I didn't read it. I just put it in my folder. During that same day, I was called to see Mrs. Burrows. I remember going down and thinking, great, now I have another person I have to explain myself to, telling them I have this problem. And it was embarrassing. But looking back, maybe subconsciously, I burned the top of my hand as a way of asking for help. When I was with Mrs. Burrows, she prayed for me, gave me a book, and told me she loved me. And I remember feeling weird because how can she love me? I haven't spoken to this lady a day in my life, and I haven't given her any reason to love me. But after I saw Mrs. Burrows and the school day was over, I went home and opened the note that was on my desk. And it says, Amelia, I just wanted you to know that you were on my heart last night. The Lord kept waking me up last night to pray for you. I don't know if anything is going on, but if nothing else, know that you are seen and loved and covered with prayer. I read it and cried. I then remember going to eat dinner with my dad. And when I sat down and started eating, he noticed the top of my hand was burned. So he asked what happened. And I couldn't think of any excuse that would possibly explain what had happened. So all I could think of was, I don't know. He then asked me if I did it on purpose. And again, all I could think of was, I don't know. So at this point, I was walking away from dinner, trying to escape my dad's questions, but he was relentless. He asked me what I used, so I told him honestly. I gave these tools to him knowing I had a problem. I then asked him if he could take me to youth group, and he was just as taken back by that question as I was. But I went into the youth room holding the note from Miss Appleby. The youth leader put on a video, and this video put into perspective of how huge God is compared to us, and how tiny we are compared to him. Throughout this video, I realized that even though God is huge and we are significantly smaller than him, he still loves and sees us individually. My heart just melted when I realized that. That was my first revelation of God. Psalms 139, 7 through 8. Where shall I go from your spirit, or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there, and if I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. I don't want to put Grace Academy on a pedestal because I know that God can use anything to bring someone close to him. But this school has truly been a tool. As I continued to go to school, I was learning more and more. I remember my first year here. I remember praying in the room, and I remember feeling the weight of love just ascending and filling the room. And at that moment, I knew that that was love. I knew that love is God. Without God, all you can have is lust. This school is not God, but I believe that this school has been used and can continue to be used in so many amazing ways. I believe that God can use anything for his glory, and everything is in God's hands. And I will have faith that nothing will thwart his plan.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much. Hallelujah. And I'm sure there's many stories like that. Give our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ, and he changes everything. Amen. There we go. Everybody heard it anyway, right? Yeah, because my voice is... This one. I'll put it right here. You have a second one? Oh, okay. Okay, cool. I didn't know that, but come. Yeah. And what's your name again?
My name is Brooke.
Brooke. Okay. Nice to have you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm a parent and I am a staff member. I'm the secretary at the preschool and I am the art teacher. And I just have to say there are several artists over here, Amelia included. You need to check out their artwork. It's just amazing. They're so talented. So I just want to say that Grace Academy has been such a blessing to my family. It goes beyond words. Prior to attending Grace Academy, my two daughters were in public school, and while the first couple years were really, really good, I shouldn't say really good, they were okay. It became apparent that public school was just not a good fit for my family and for my girls. During her first grade year, my youngest daughter would come home, get off the bus, get in our van, and she'd cry. And she'd cry off and on to dinner time. Some nights it would be after dinner. And it would just continue. And she'd wake up in the morning and she would say, "Mommy, I just hope the bad kids are going to be good today." And as a parent, it broke my heart. Did everything we could. We talked to the school admin. We talked to the teacher. We talked to other teachers. We talked to other families that were having issues. I went into the building and volunteered in her classroom just to see what was going on. So it became clear that she was definitely dealing with anxiety from other students' behavior. The children in her classroom did not have the ability to respect each other, to respect the teacher, or anybody in authority, and they knew way too much of the world for their age. So last year was my family's first year at Grace Academy. And man, what a difference, I mean, between night and day. My shy, quiet, anxiety-filled child is now full of joy. She is relaxed. She's finding her voice. She's gaining her confidence. She loves school. In fact, she is disappointed the days when we have snow days. I think that says a lot. And the most important thing is that she's learning about Christ. As a parents, my husband and I, we are just so thankful that we don't have to be concerned or worried anymore about what worldly things our daughters are going to be exposed to during the school day. And I didn't realize how heavy that was on my heart until we started going here. We also delight in the Sunday school teachers coming up to us, and I think this has happened about three times now, they're just amazed on how much our daughters know about the Bible and how much they know and love the Lord. And again, tears in my eyes. So we're just so thankful to be part of this loving and spirit-filled community. That's Grace Academy, and we just thank you for helping to make all this possible. We just praise the Lord.
Amen. Wonderful. So we just get a little glimpse of the impact that is made here at Grace Academy. So cool. I cry a lot, so just bear with me. I mean, it's just awesome. Because this is our next generation. This is our next leaders. And to raise them up in the things of God is just blesses my heart. Amen. All of our hearts, I'm sure. You wiping tears, Shane? Oh, so wonderful. Thank you for all the staff, the teachers, and everyone that's involved in Grace Academy to teach children, to teach them about the things of God, the Word of God, about Christ, and making such a big impact in their lives. Hallelujah. God is good, isn't it? As I said, it gives us a glimpse of lives being changed as a result of what they learn. Now, I'm going to still talk about children, but I want to talk about the children's ministry here at the church. And then at the end, I'm going to talk a little bit more about Grace Academy. Because our vision here at Abundant Life Center is, like I said before, is to minister to children and to reach children and families for the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, when students come to Grace Academy, we don't know what kind of, well, we probably do, but they might, it might leave an impact, and it will leave an impact on their family as well. And so Grace Academy isn't just for those, how can I say it, for those who are believers, but we want to reach out to children from many different backgrounds and avenues. And we also do that in the children's ministry. You know, we all know Ema, the people from Abundant Life Center, you know Ema Corey. And at the beginning of their ministry, they started with having a training center for adults, but then also had Christian schools. And you'd have many Muslims send their kids to their school. It was called Living Word. And they would send their kids because it was a much higher quality education than the government could offer. And those kids would come and they would learn about Christ, just like the kids are learning about Christ here. And then they would go home and they would talk to their parents about it. And before you know it, their parents started coming to church, get born again. And that's a good tool to reach people. So we also see a vibrant children's ministry in the church. I want to point out our leaders, Janet Dempsey, she oversees the elementary. And Marie Shepherd, here she is. You oversee the infants, the toddler, and the preschool, am I correct? And they do a great, good job in giving leadership to that, or to those, to the children's ministry. And I want to recognize all those who are part of the children's ministry. How many of you in here are a part of the children's ministry? Okay, many of you. So thank you so much again for serving. Well, I can't get my pages apart. So at this time, we're going to have Ralph come up. And I understand, I've never heard him tell a story to the children, but I understand that he's excellent in doing that. Ralph and Selena, his wife Selena, have been part of ministering to children almost from the beginning of Abundant Life Center. Am I correct? And back then, I mean, he thought I would remember, but he showed me a picture, and I looked quite different back then than you do now. But they've been involved with ministering to children for many, many years. So I want the children to come. You come up, all the kids up to high school age. All right. If the high school age want to come, you can come too. You going to come? Okay, good. Awesome. Can they sit on the stage here? Is that what you want? So just sit here on the stage. And we'll have Ralph come up. And all right, Ralph. Aren't we?
Yeah.
Oh, you have one. Okay.
Well, praise God. I have a bigger crowd than what I thought I'd have. That's great. But I want to talk to you about today about a king. He was a good king. And all the people in the kingdom just loved him so much. That's because he was wise. He always went to the Lord. And he always wanted to find out what God wanted him to make the decisions for. So therefore, all the kids and all the people and all the kingdom just loved him so much. So things weren't as good as it seemed, though, because someone was stealing in the treasury. And he had gone to God and he said, God, what should I do? And God said, forgive them. So he made a decree. He talked to all the people all around, and he says, if you would come forward
and tell me why you needed this money, he says, your sins will be forgiven. Well, you know, that thief never ever came up. But the stealing kept going on and on and on. So he had to go to the Lord again. And he came up with, I'm going to privately punish them. If they come now, they will get 5 lashes. You know what that was, right? With a whip. And all their sins would be forgiven, and the people would not know who they were, because he wasn't going to tell. That's what a good king does. He gets around and he seeks the Lord for the help. It did not help. They kept stealing. So he had to make a decree. He signed a decree. He said, when and if you get caught, you will get 40 lashes. Now, 40 lashes back then was a death sentence. It was something that, well, you can't stand it. The thief was caught the next day, and it was brought forth before the king, and it was his daughter. Now, all the people just wondered, what are we going to do? What is that king going to do? It's his daughter. Surely he's going to pardon her. And it's going to be unfair, because we would be lashed. But the king, as sorrowful as he was, said, a decree is a decree. At noontime tomorrow, the punishment will be taken. So, noontime came around. The daughter was taken out to the table, tied down, shirt ripped off her back. Executioner pulls back his whip. Stop! He said. And right then and there, the king got up and he stood up and he says, well, he didn't say anything. All he did was start walking up. And all the people started to mumble. Yeah, we knew he was gonna stop it. We knew that he couldn't do it. But he started walking up forward, took off his robe. Then he took off his shirt. And he laid right over top of his daughter. And he said to the executioner, administer the punishment. Executioner looks, my lord, I can't do that. He said, you're on top of her. I'd never be able to hit her. He said, continue. Well, the first lash came down and he whimpered. The second, he started to cry out. And more he got, the more he cried out. And his daughter's underneath and she says, Daddy, please don't do this. Don't do this. It was my fault. It was my fault. He said, please don't do this. And in his last breaths, he said, daughter, I love you. Go and sin no more. And he laid down his head and he died. That king, he loved his daughter so much that he was willing to die for her. But the King of Kings was willing to die for all of us. He took those stripes on his back. He had a crown of thorns on his head that was just stuck in. He went through on a donkey. All the people praising him, saying, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest. And days later, they said, the same people said, crucify him. You know, when your friends kind of make you feel bad, just think what Jesus was experiencing then. But when he went onto that cross, when he went on that cross, and he was in his last dying breaths, did he think about those people who turned on him? No. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And I can just picture it as his head started to go down. He was saying, go and sin no more. But what he really said, it is finished. It is finished for each and every one of us. And we're going to go through struggles, and we're going to go through times where we're going to feel sad. But Jesus is always there. And he always cares for each and every one of us. Amen.
Thank you, Ralph. Pull my shirt down.
Yes.
All right. My wife takes care of me, and I like it. Thank you, Ralph. Appreciate it. Appreciate it so much. All right. So the children, they can go to their children's church, all right? Kirby, you're taking care of them today? Thank you, Kirby. We appreciate it very much. Another thing I want to mention, and then we'll get a little bit into the Word of God. And that is, we also have a youth ministry here. Dr. Joe, he's not in here. He was here. He was. Yeah. Dr. Joe, he has classes on a Sunday morning. I think a lot of times during your teaching that he has classes. And then Corinne, where's Corinne? Oh, you're right here. I was looking for you up there. I know you were up there. So Corinne is having meetings on a Friday night, twice a month. I know many of us here at Abundant Life probably don't know this. And it started with the high school students from Grace Academy. You guys part of it? Mm-hmm. And I understand they bring friends. And Donna, Pastor Donna, where's Donna? She was here as well. They're all out ministering. Donna was here one Friday night, and she said this place was hopping. And that's what we like to see, ministering to youth as well. And we'll probably talk more about youth ministry later. But just wanted to make you aware that our vision isn't just up through high school. It's also for youth, where the high school, I guess, would be considered youth. And then eventually we also want to minister to what we would call the young adults, and that would be after high school. And I believe that there'll be tremendous growth in these areas in our congregation. And believe with me, and people will be reached, students, like they're being reached at Grace Academy, students will be reached in the children's ministry, and also in the youth ministry, and then go on into the young adults. So, Corinne, I think you have something to share how a few of the youth are involved in the community with something. Am I right? Okay.
Hello?
You're a teacher here at Grace Academy,
yes,
right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, so I'm Corinne. This is my fifth year at Grace Academy. Is this year five? I think it's year five. My fourth year as a gym teacher, and another role that I took on this year at the school was the student life coordinator. And so part of the vision that I've had with that is to bring service opportunities into our school body. And I won't share a lot about this one, but if you get a chance to talk to any of our students, you are welcome to ask them about our December school-wide service day service project that we were able to have. It was a great day to minister to people in our local community. But what I do want to share about is a regular weekly opportunity that we've had to partner with a local church, Bridgeway Community Church. They have a program on Wednesday evenings called Embrace Grace. And a little bit about that program is there's a lot of women who are find themselves in situations of carrying a life, and initially a lot of them lack support. They're not really sure of the right decision to make because they don't feel like they have community and support. So this ministry exists to provide that support to women who are pregnant and want to carry their babies to term and are choosing life. And this is just a really good way that they receive ministry, love, and care, and basically get to experience the love of Jesus in a situation that is really hard for them. So I had gotten information about Embrace Grace, and initially I thought, well, maybe I can get some students, we'll partner with them, maybe we'll serve once a month or however we can. And then in diving into that, the need was extremely great, and so we're now serving weekly. And so what we do is the moms show up, and the ministry team, the women who serve on that show up, and they all have kids, lots of them. A couple weeks ago, we had 15 kids all under the age of, I don't know, probably three. So there's a lot. And so what we do is we care for their kids so that they don't have to worry about where's my kid gonna be while I'm receiving the love and care that I need. So we get to show, you know, Christ-like love to their children. We play with them. We hold them when they cry a lot because they're separated from mom. And it's just a real blessing to get to partner with Bridgeway and Embrace Grace and to help pour into the women in the local community and just show them that even in this really hard time in their life, that they are absolutely loved by God and that they have support, they have care. And so I have a couple students here who have also been really faithful to serve regularly with me in that ministry. So if they'll come up, they'll share a little bit about what that experience has meant to them. So you guys met her this morning. This is Sadie. We'll let her go first.
Hi, everybody. I've been serving at Embrace Grace since we started at this point. And it is just truly such a blessing to serve there, not only because I know it's had an impact on my life, like it's definitely a mood booster to see all the kids' smiling faces. In the first semester, we had a lot of older kids, so I was able to talk to some of them about Jesus and how he is the king of the world and what that means to follow Christ. And I truly believe that those kids went home and talked to their moms about it. And I think it's just such a great opportunity to show the kindness that we carry as believers to other kids who may not have a great environment at home. But in this second semester at Embrace Grace, it's a lot of younger kids, as Mrs. Van Bell had said. So even just watching over them not only benefits the kids themselves, but also the moms who are in the ministry. And it is just a great way to show compassion and serve in the community. And it's just such a blessing. And I'm so grateful that Grace Academy has partnered with Embrace Grace.
Hi, I'm Zori. And I have been doing Embrace Grace since we started as well. And it's just been a blessing all around. It's a blessing to the moms that, you know, put their kids in our care and trust us enough. It's been a blessing to the kids themselves to feel the love of Jesus. Even if they're not old enough to really understand who Jesus is, they still feel that love and like want that. And also a blessing onto myself and anybody else who serves. It just fills me with so much joy to see the little kids and like serve for them. Because with them, like you don't get anything back from it besides seeing the joy on their face. Like you're just serving them. And you know, the greater reward is the reward that our Heavenly Father gives us, because he wants us to be stewards and servants of his little children. So that just brings me so much joy.
Yeah, in what you're doing.
So, are we back on? There we go. Mm-hmm. Do we need more help? That's an excellent question. So these two girls and another one from the school have been incredibly faithful with serving, and I could not do what we were able to do there on Wednesday nights without their help. However, They also have other things that they're involved in, and ways that they get to be lights in other areas of their community. Sometimes they have youth group Wednesday nights. Some of them have sports, and they have been faithfully sacrificing their own time to serve with me. And so as grateful as I am for that, sorry, cold. I don't want to always have to pull them out of what the other areas that the Lord is calling them in their lives. And they don't want to leave me high and dry. So we've really worked together in this thing. But yes, more help would be wonderful. We would not turn that down.
Yeah.
So clearances, and if you love little ones, see me. I can set you up with how to help us at Embrace Grace.
Amen. Amen. And that's a part of the vision of ministering to children, isn't it?
Yes.
Because we can be involved. We can be partnering with other ministries in the area and making a difference. So what we've seen so far this morning is some of the fruit, the wonderful fruit of all those that have labored in the school and all those that have given and sacrificed of your talents to minister and to make this possible. And also, it's also a fruit of the finances that you have sown into the school. And I'll talk about that a little bit later.